next document that I'll be passing to you, I've called it Sex and the Internet, or Sex and Technology. It's really interesting. How did we get to this stage with the advancement of technology in society? And one day I just decided to sort of plot out the journey towards the internet becoming such a problem. I find this document sometimes rather humorous in the sense that I start right at the beginning with the prehistoric period, cavemen and drawings on the wall. I'm sure it wasn't pornographic type of drawings at that time. But if we move forward, can you imagine a time in our society before the camera was actually invented? I actually really find that difficult to contemplate life before the camera was invented. And so just imagine nudity of any form really was only seen in paintings. Very famous artists and their depiction of, let's say, the female form in the paintings, that was nudity. Often the female form didn't have pubic hairs, nipples were not necessarily easily identifiable. And it's arguable that you're not supposed to become aroused by an artist's impression in a painting. Well, I suspect some were, but that's as good as it got before the camera was invented. So can you join me in recognizing when the camera is invented? Remember, black and white, no color at this point. So when the camera is invented, there is now, and we'll concentrate more on the female form, let's say, instead of being an artist's impression of the female form, you now have a life-size, exact pictorial image representation of the female form, nude, on this image. That was quite a major inroad. And can you see the advent of paper, magazines, porn? At this point, just let's say on a postcard, I can often imagine the cowboys sat around the campfire looking at this little card, black and white image of a sort of a can-can woman with very little on. That's as good as it got. But then the images got better, the clarity. Why don't we then add some color to them? When the films could now capture the female form in color, can you see almost radical for that time? Then let's move forward to the cinema, moving pictures. We can't really talk about the cinema. What we talk about at that stage is picture houses. Remember the piano, somebody playing the music, and I often see the cowboys and Indians, and as they're chasing each other, the pianist is playing faster music. But this is in a public place now, often makeshift buildings in a public place with a large film projector, quite noisy, playing these black and white images that then move towards color. The important thing is, it's not accessible privately until something around the 1950s, when what's called the 8mm projector was invented. Quite expensive, but some people could afford to have one of these smaller cine films in their home, playing their own images, their own films of the movies that were being played in the picture houses. Not many people. But the fact is, the picture images are getting smaller. And can you see it's moving from the public place into the private place. So when we move forward into the early 80s, when the VCR, the video recorder, is invented, can you see what is happening? Very much now becoming a common household item. You can now go to the video store and hire, rent films, originally Betamax and VHS films. But can you see how some individuals would be hiring a number of these videos, pornographic videos, and dining out on numerous videos for a whole day in their homes? No longer just the public place, the cinema, you can now watch this in the privacy of one's home. Can you just see the trail that's being set up for when the internet is now available? Initially dial-up, slow speeds, but then broadband. Can you see the journey that has happened to take us into this place of the mobile phone with Wi-Fi internet capability in one's pocket? You see, in the early days of the pictorial images, your Penthouse, your Mayfair magazines, many did not become addicted because they viewed the paper magazines ad hoc. They purchased them. It was hard for some to muster up the courage to purchase them. I often say it's so much easier for many to buy them at a motorway service area where they won't be seen too often, not in your local area, the local news agents. It took a lot of courage to go and get them off the top shelf and purchase them. So actually that acted as a restriction for some people. But when they did get the magazines, often viewed them for a number of times, either got rid of them because it's too difficult to hide them, or just store them up somewhere. But that ad hoc nature of viewing the magazines did not cause a lot of people to become addicted, because it was not a frequent long periods of time. Of course many people did, but the vast majority perhaps did not do it quite the way the internet now beckons, because it's now readily available on the mobile phone in one's pocket. Porn is easily accessed and accessible. That's the journey that we see that has happened over the decades. On the bottom of that sheet, which I'm going to give you, I also talk about the technological advancement in other ways, the television, for example. And so, did you know, it took radio some 38 years to get an audience of 50 million users. The TV took 13 years to get an audience of 50 million users when that was invented. The World Wide Web, only 4 years. Social networking, social apps, 16 months. And then when the apps did take off, it really just took 9 months. Essentially, technology was moving at such a pace that larger numbers were accessing the new technology much faster. We see how porn addiction is caught up in technology, and how so many more people have become addicted to porn, to social media, love addiction, using the social media, and would otherwise have not been addicted if it were just the ad hoc use through the magazines. Technology should have remained our servant, but very quickly became the master of so many people, and addiction beckoned.